Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I'm sure that you know that fitness apps offer magnificent perks like free smoothies, and don't we love our smoothies after two or three workouts, and also cash back for hitting your health goals. But here's the caveat. They also come with hidden privacy risks, and I would imagine that many of us don't know about that. Sensitive data like your workout habits, your diet, and even your sleep patterns could end up in the hands of insurers, marketers, or at the very worst, cyber criminals. I want to explore this in a little more detail tonight. I'm in conversation with Anna Collard, SVP of Content Strategy at Know Before Africa. And let's see how we can stay fit while also keeping our personal data safe. Anna, good evening to you and a warm welcome. So these fitness apps have become hugely popular. Maybe let's start off with the key benefits that they offer users. The experience I have is once you're in, you're hooked, and you really are chasing that incentive all the time.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for having me. I agree. I mean, I use them quite a lot. I think it's on the one hand, it sort of, you know, fits into this intrinsic motivation, like we want to compete with others, we want to compete with ourselves. But even more importantly, I feel that you can manage your health better or your wellness better if you actually know, you know, what to track for. And if you can look at trends, you can analyze your variables, like, for example, heart rate variability is an indicator for health in general. Mm. And if that goes down because you had too much to drink, or, you know, you had a, you know, you have a virus or something, it's a really interesting way to, you know, to, well, get a better control right over our overall health and wellness.
Just between you and me, Anna, I'm in it just for the smoothie, but we don't need to talk about that. But what we what we do need to talk about, and this is important because I'm going to suspect that many people are not aware of this, and that's privacy concern around these apps. So maybe just give me a sense of the kind of data that they are typically collecting.
Yeah, so I think this is what becomes interesting, is that in average, these apps collect up to like 13 or 14 different indicators. You know, that could be your sleep pattern. It could obviously be the steps that you take, your heart rate variability, and a couple of other sort of biofeedback, you know, criteria or variables that they track. And, you know, that by itself, like, people will say, well, who cares? You know, my heart rate, really, does that matter? But what matters is if you put all of these pieces of information together to build a profile, and if you link, you know, that data set to your name, to your personal information, possibly even things like your purchasing history, the address, or some of the demographics. So then it becomes really interesting, particularly for advertisers, or for possibly even, you know, shady characters that want to use that information to build more personalized social engineering or manipulation schemes to attack you.
So it's important then to use the app, but you've also got to take the right precautions, I guess, when setting things up. What would your advice be in that respect?
So I think before even going into the settings, it's doing a little bit of homework about who are you using. You know, generally, I think the rule of thumb is, if I use a free app, I'm paying for it in some way. And most of the time, we're paying for it with our data. Mm. So if you choose one of these apps, you know, make sure that, and I know it's very hard, like, none of us do it, but in this case, I would really take a few minutes and have a look at the privacy policies. You can actually, if you on Google or on Apple, there's also the sort of the privacy center that you can have a look at that shows you what information they're collecting, but also why are they collecting it? Is it really just for your own benefit, or is it something that they might use to, you know, sort of support the profile that they're building about you? And then even more importantly, is who are they sharing it with? And if you can see that they're sharing, first of all, that they may be collecting information that's got nothing to do with the objective of that app. Like, let's say if you're signing up for a step tracker, and then this thing tracks where you're going to do your online shopping, that has nothing to do with it, right? Then you may not want to share this additional information with them. And then if you see that they're sharing it with all sorts of other companies and what they call data brokers, those are those collectors of information about us, you might want to consider opting out from this platform altogether, and then rather go with a more reputable, you know, provider or app that might charge you a bit of money or might cost a little bit, but it's at least you're not paying for it with all this information that they track about you.
To the best of your knowledge, are these fitness apps also vulnerable to data breaches themselves?
Look, in reality, everybody and everything is vulnerable to a certain extent. And again, that's where if you have a reputable company, you'd think that they would invest more in the safety precautions and the security of their customers' data. Whereas, you know, sort of free fly-by-night kind of things, it might just be a developer that spun something up in his or her garage, right? So, like, even the big reputable companies might be vulnerable. You know, there's been data breaches all over the place. However, they generally have more investment and more motivation in actually keeping your data safe.
So what would your best advice be then for users when choosing a fitness app to make sure that it aligns with the privacy expectations that you have already outlined for me?
Yeah, so what I would do is, like I said, you know, do a little bit of homework. Just don't, you know, you might, for Christmas, you know, if you meet with the family and then people comparing their steps or their health apps, just do a bit of research in terms of which provider you sign up with, and then have a look at their privacy policies, and particularly around who they're sharing it with and what type of data they're collecting. Sometimes there's also settings that you have some form of control over. You might not want them to track everything you do. And then lastly, also something that I always suggest is, this is more of a general kind of advice, is to possibly use different email addresses for these different purposes. You know, you might have obviously your work email address and then something for your social media and then another one altogether for all of these apps and different platforms that you sign up with.
That is very good advice. Just a final question then. You've raised the issue, and it would be my suspicion that we're probably surprising a lot of people tonight who, in their excitement in signing up for the app, have not bothered to look and have the whole privacy audit themselves. But looking ahead, do you think that app developers now are going to face more scrutiny and regulation to protect user data, or do you think it's going to always be open season?
Look, I mean, in South Africa, we've got the POPIA Act, and then obviously most of these providers are either based in America or in Europe. If they're a European company, you actually already might be a bit better off than from other areas, because they've got the GDPR, which is like the sort of much more stringent General Data Protection Act. And, you know, the other thing that I was just thinking while we're talking is that the problem a few years ago when they collected all this data, you might think, well, what can they really do with it? But nowadays, with AI and big data analysis, they can really, if this information falls into the wrong hands and gets sort of added with all this other information that floats around, you know, your online behavior, your social media conversations, the stuff you read, all of this put together creates this incredibly rich data set and rich profile that the people that analyze that and look at it will know much more about you than your mom or you yourself have about you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
a scary part.
That is very, very frightening. So I think the lesson tonight is, for goodness sake, stay on the treadmill, keep doing the exercises, but just be super aware of what you're signing up for. I'm going to leave it there. Anna Collard, thank you very much indeed. SVP Content Strategy at Know Before Africa. Appreciate your time tonight, and I think it's a salutary warning, particularly as we approach New Year and more people are going to make those resolutions. So thanks very much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.